From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education, May 19th, adopted the district's $50 million 2020-21 annual budget. The spending plan calls for a 1.79% increase in spending and a 1.99% increase in tax levy. Wolfberg writes, and I quote, "Spending is contingent on state decisions, which are contingent on federal aid," end quote. The board chose to keep the tax levy increase under 2% because, and I quote, "There are a lot of people struggling to pay their bills right now," Business Administrator Jesse Bohm said May 26, end quote. In addition to the budget, the ballot will include the election of candidates for school board. There are two board vacancies and two candidates are running, both incumbents, Sage Carter and Carrie Oddie, who is currently serving as board president. A second proposition on the ballot calls for the creation of a reserve fund. District residents will vote by absentee ballot, and marked ballots must be received by 5 p.m. June 9th to be counted. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. State lawmakers last week passed legislation that, if signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, would allow school districts, counties, and other entities to levy property taxes to allow installment payments or a grace period up to 120 days. The bill was described as a way to give relief to homeowners who have lost jobs or income due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some taxing districts, most are located downstate as well as the city of Albany, already allow installment payments of sorts. The bill would make it easier for all other localities to do so. Tax experts said there could be complications with slowing the flow of property tax dollars to schools and municipalities. Michael Borges of the Association of School Business Officials of New York said this is especially true for school districts already suffering from cash flow issues or insufficient reserves. Mark Levinge, deputy director of the New York State Association of Counties, said, and I quote, "We are still reviewing the legislation. At this time, we believe that there are deficiencies that would make it impractical to implement and therefore would not achieve its intended impact," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tafton and Abby Hoover are reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Youth Fair is among the latest events canceled due to coronavirus concerns. The fair was scheduled to take place July 23rd through 26th at Angelo Canna Town Park in Cairo. Now in its 66th year, the fair gives Greene County's young residents an opportunity to show off their skills in livestock handling, arts and crafts, baking, and more. Greene County Agricultural Society President Alex Junk said last week, and I quote, "Our team of volunteers decided the safety of exhibitors, vendors, volunteers, families, and guests is too important. This was not an easy decision, and we would like to thank everyone who has supported the fair. We are already making plans for 2021 and will strive to make this a wonderful event next year," end quote. Athens Performing Arts has announced its 2020 summer concert series would be canceled, and Catskills Music in the Park series will not be happening this year either. Summer youth programs are canceled at parks throughout Columbia County. However, the summer program at Oakdale Lake, run by the Hudson Youth Department, has not been canceled, and Director Nick Zakos is working to make limited programming available for the city's 600 youth. Farmers markets are open. The Coxsackie Farmers Market will open for the season June 3rd, The weekly market will be open from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with the first 30 minutes reserved for elderly and special needs shoppers. Catskills Farmers Market will likely make a comeback and may be incorporated into a pending proposal to close Main Street. The Hudson Farmers Market is open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday and is located in the two city parking lots on Upper Columbia Street in Hudson. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.